Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 6:02 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down south now. Let's check in with our good friend, Captain Rihanna De La Cruz. Hey, Rihanna, what's up, girl?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm just peachy. It's all good. It's Sunday, man.
Yep, I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, you're
hanging
not,
in
you're
there.
Kind of feeling puny this morning, I understand.
I am. Yeah, you can probably hear it in my voice, just
a
little congestion.
It happens.
I've sounded pretty rough in the past before, but this one's luckily I started that antibiotic, but man, it hit me like a freight train last night. It kind of kind of reminded me what you went through.
Working too hard,
when you
man. Get your resistance down. Need to
Gosh,
get more
I
rest.
Guess. Well, it doesn't kill you, makes you stronger.
Well, that's true. I don't know how you do it. Got a child to raise and trout to catch. I mean, geez.
It's tough. Yeah. It's tough. Keeping up with everything. It's a job.
It is.
Sometimes it can be a job, but I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything else in the world. This week, I didn't didn't fish this week at all. It was a full moon. You know, I'd be lying to you if I said the conditions were great out there. I wouldn't know. I didn't fish. It was a full moon, and I had some folks that wanted to fish this week, and I told them, I said, man, if you can swing the end of the month, you know, around delay it a little bit. Yeah, I just, man, and not only that, the pressure has been really high. In the mornings, early mornings, it's been dying off and gradually decreasing as the afternoons go on. Like yesterday, you know, I wanted to go fishing yesterday just on my own, go look for some reds, look at the tide, the water levels, see how the grass, the floating grasses. I'm getting back after it tomorrow. So I just wanted to kind of see, since I hadn't been out there all week, and I looked at the barometer, it was above 30 at, I think that was at like 10:30 in the morning yesterday.
Yeah.
But it was falling as the afternoon went on. So I thought, man, that might be pretty good opportunity to get out there for one that, you know, just wet a line and have a couple opportunities. Because when it gets that high back in here, and there's not much wind, it's tough. And not only that, you know, we're just on the, well, we've already passed up the full moon, but that moon's still pretty big right now. It's, when I looked at it this morning, it was probably about
68, 72%.
Yeah. Anywhere between 68, 72. And, you know, it's still pretty full, but, I figured I didn't miss much out there this week. I saw quite a few pictures online, some folks catching some good ones at night. That's good to see. I love seeing that. I guess I just don't have the night fishing skill down. I've been doing it quite a bit here lately in the last 3-4 months with one of my good clients, Barbara, and she likes to get out early in the morning sometimes if there's a you know, sunrise coinciding with a minor or major, she wants to be out there early, which I don't mind. Well, I'll do it, you know, and but I'll say this, all the big trout that we've caught have been well after sunup, you know, and so I get guys that they're like, man, maybe we should meet at like 5:30. I'm like, no. All the big trout, if you're looking for a big trout, all the big trout we've ever caught have been after sunup. I don't know if they, you know, not to say that they won't play before sunrise, but evidence shows they will. You put the right lure in front of the nose of the right trout and she'll hit it. But I just haven't had a whole lot of luck with night fishing. It's a different ball game. For sure.
I've tried all that under full moons and all that. And as soon as the sun comes up, all the fish you've been waiting on all night just go nuts and catch them, you know.
Yeah, I'm laughing because it's funny how that is, you know. When they can finally see what they're eating, that's when they fully commit to the bite. And the water we're fishing in right now, it's been clear with the northwest, northerly winds. It's been keeping that water almost gin clear, which, I don't like that. I prefer a little chalked up water.
You want some density to it, you know, that right. Good, what I call trout green, you know, just that good
trout green.
You got visibility, but you got the darkness and the density of the water where they can ambush bait, you know.
That's right. Yeah, I feel like they can't see it as clearly. They might see a silhouette, or they'll just feel the vibration of the movement of that lure, and they'll strike on it when they're in their feeding frenzy and they feel that little that vibration. They'll strike at it big time. Sometimes, you know, in the mornings when it's calm, clear, northwest wind, you know, here lately we've been throwing a lot of roach type colors. I've tried to throw pink here lately. I thought, well, you know, there's a little bit of shrimp here and there, but I'll tell you what, Mickey, we've got a bunch of those little piggies, those tail biters, man. I mean, we'll go
little
through.
Tail nippers, man.
They're a pain.
They are. Golly.
You
how
have
many
to carry.
Soft plastic baits get ruined in a year down there, you know, just by those fish.
Oh, yes.
Biting the tails.
Yep.
Off. Nasty.
I had one the other day. I mean, I had just switched over to a supermodel, down south supermodel, in the color Big Papa Pearl. And I just thought, man, there's a lot of mullet here. That bait looks like it mimics a mullet. It looks like a mullet. It's got, you know, the dark brown on top, that kind of silver in the middle and bottom. I just thought maybe it would kind of match the hatch of that area. And first cast, I mean, those little tail biters, it just ripped it in half. I mean, clean, about midway through the lure. And I showed it to my guys and said, man, ain't this something? And that was the only Big Papa Pearl I had in my bag, and we were a good ways away from the boat. I said, well, I guess I'm going to have to grab me a couple more of these when I go back to the boat. But if you're throwing, like, rat tails, they're really nibbling at those too. But, you know, having that bait source like that, I figure those trout love those little piggies. And most of the areas that we've been catching solid trout, and I mean, you know, solid trout from anywhere from 5 to 7 pounds, there's been that bait source in that area. A lot of piggies. Haven't been seeing a whole lot of trent jumping out of the water. I'll see some smaller ones, and I mean like 1.5 to 2 inches.
Yeah.
Small little shrimp just barely jumping out of the water. I thought, man, you know, and those piggies are pretty big. I caught one. We've been foul hooking them. And I compared it to a 6-inch bait, and it was right at 6 inches from the tip of the mouth to the edge of the fin. It was 6 inches, that piggy perch. So it's pretty good, pretty big bait source that they're feeding on right now. So I'm thinking, you know, in the mornings, that's why we're throwing those bigger baits. We're not hesitating when putting those on, just because that's what's in the area.
You know, before the croaker craze, that's what everybody used to catch big trout with back in the day. I'm sure some
really?
People still use them, yeah.
Absolutely.
Live piggies, man. Everybody had a piggy trap.
Yeah, they sure do move around pretty frantically. I mean, even when we foul hook them, man, they put on a good little fight. So they that little vibration that they create whenever they're moving their tail, you can imagine that those trout just absolutely, the reaction strike is when they're actually feeding, they probably really like that movement. And so, yeah, we'll see them when the water's clear. I'll see them flashing, you know, as we're walking through in the grass, up on grass lines and, I hope that bait, here's what I think. If we don't have anything drastic happen between now and early winter, December, January, I don't see why that bait wouldn't stay here. You know, I mean, when we start getting really big cold fronts, I mean, those like major cold fronts, then I can see them moving out. But, you know, back here, it stays pretty warm for a while. And if that grass stays there, that bait's going to stay there. Those fish are going to stay there.
Yeah, that's why that's so good late winter, early spring, because that ends up being the warmest water around.
Yeah.
It's gets more direct sunlight and less current. And, man, them big fish love piling in there.
Man.
Find your little soft bottom around some grass, man. Toad
yes,
City.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Well, I'm sorry you're not feeling too good. I'm glad you took my call this morning. We got to talk anyway. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you. Do you ever sell your boat, the one you were trying to sell?
No, I'm still trying to sell it. That boat is clean. I had it detailed.
Yeah, it's in mint condition.
I mean, I turned on the engine and turned on the music and the lights, and I was like, man, I'm going to hate seeing this one go. I think the thing that folks are really deterred away from is the hours, you know, I can understand, but...
how many hours does it have on it?
556.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know, they're well taken care of, hours.
As long as it's been maintained,
care of my boat.
I mean, that's...
Absolutely, it's been serviced. Matter of fact, before I put it back in storage, I had it serviced. It's got a brand new cranking battery, brand new sound system, been detailed. It's got a full tank of gas. Like, I'm trying to get rid of it, and
yeah.
I think it's just a tough market right now. There's some other
folks. Somebody will buy it, though. Somebody will get the itch, maybe a Christmas present or something. It'll happen.
All right.
Rihanna. Well, hey, throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come down and hang out with you.
Well, my number is 361-296-5400. I've got a couple days open at the end of this month during a good moon phase, so if you want to get a hold of me, and we can go make a wading bath and give me a call.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a great Sunday. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Mickey. We'll
See
talk
you
to you next week.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, Bayou City Angler, they're Houston's fishing outfitter. Go by and check out their really nice store. It's easy to find. They stock a wide variety of the industry's best gear by the most trusted brands, wade fishing gear, fly fishing gear, fly tying components, along with rods, reels, lines, lures, you name it, they got it. Great inventory of Waterloo rods, everybody's favorite, like the Slam Mag and the HP Light. They've got plenty of them in stock, and if you're looking for a premium rod, Shimano reels, Luz reels, Sims gear, Southerly, and Poncho, to name a few. Offshore tackle for the serious angler, they've got that. And be sure to go by and visit a very nice tackle store trusted by our community with great service. Easy to find, 8933 Katy Freeway. That's right next to Carter's Country and Good Company Barbecue. Again, 8933 Katy Freeway. Here's their number, 832-831-3104. Bayou City Angler, Houston's fishing outfitter.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it is 6:22 here in the Bayou City. And let's see what old Bink Grimes got to offer this morning. One of my favorite people to talk to, the Binkster. Hey, Bink, what's up, man?
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
Oh, we're good. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. Ain't too bad.
You fishing on a Sunday?
Fishing on a Sunday, yeah. Yeah. Trying to get breakfast out and everything.
Right.
We got a load here.
Oh, you got, about lodge
seven,
full?
Yeah. Yeah, medium crew, about 7 boats today. So we getting ready. We're gonna take off. Heck, sunrise ain't but 7:25, so we're going to take off about 7 o'clock. Be able to see a little bit.
They're not going to start biting until you get there, man. They're waiting on you.
That's right. That's exactly right. Hey, the tide's so high, it's my ride from the harbor down here to the lodge, you know, and there's a lot of floating debris, a lot of broken logs and stuff.
You know, that's funny you brought that up. We need to bring that to everybody's attention because, man, you pull up in these shorelines where all this dunnage and everything's littered up, and it'll float, and it ends up when the tide falls, it'll go right into the bay. So you got to watch out, man.
Pretty much. It's been sitting there, you know, 4 or 5 months. And
right.
Just sitting on just waiting to float and get a little enough water to float. And that's what it's doing. There's a lot more this morning than there was yesterday. It's just tide, you know, tide's up. So we hadn't had a whole lot of mosquito problem down here because it's so dry, you know.
Right.
But when these tides come up like they do, like they have,
uh-huh.
It's kicking off. We're going to have a pretty good crop here in about 2 or 3 days. That tide's been up it's been up, I don't know, 4 or 5 days now. Pretty good, you know, really good. And it'll hatch those eggs that are been sitting
salty
out there in the marsh, you know.
The burning
kind. Yeah, they
like them marsh mosquitoes. Man, them boogers burn, buddy.
They got a little attitude about them.
They do.
But, yeah, I mean, this whole year has been, you know, it's been a pretty dry year. And so we hadn't had dry and low tides, and we hadn't had a whole lot of mosquito problems in Matagorda, but it's just a change. But, you know, they'll be here 7 or 8 days and they'll disappear again. So the region could use some rain. I tell you, our ponds and you can kind of tell by the pools, you know, the pool at the lodge and the pool at my house and one of my other rental properties, you know, I mean, I've got to put water in them every 3 or 4 days with that.
Yeah.
And that's amazing, you know, and you think, golly, their suckers are evaporating that quick because there's no humidity hardly. And it's just that what's really in dire straits, you know, are the guys that are trying to put water on their ground up on the high ground. And even here on those more soil units for ducks, man, you can't keep any water right now. And it's just, you're just pumping dollars, you know, but you got to have water for them right now. But I mean, but I'm telling you, it is evaporating before your eyes right now. It's pretty, got a lot of people, you know,
especially
really
with low
humidity, worried about it.
And man, there's not much moisture in there.
It's something.
The evaporation rate really goes up this time of year.
It does. It is amazing. And if you got a pool down here, you could really see it. And man, it's doing the same thing. I've got a pond out in front of my house too, and the same. I had to turn the water on yesterday, and I'm telling you, it's we need some rain. Golly, we need some rain. And so, but the other side of that is, you know, if you've got water, when this duck season starts, you know, you got a premium, and it you probably gonna have them, you know, you probably gonna have the ducks on those years when it's dry and you got water, you know, it's really, you're really in the driver's seat.
Yeah.
So we've got water, we're running it still. Don't know if we'll make any money, but we're in this thing for a profit, you know. We're not in it for practice, but sometimes you
well,
know,
you know stuff. that duck hunting business, buddy. That's why a lot of them don't make it a long time, and it just man, sometimes your profit margin it's not there.
The margin's so small anyway.
It just is.
Everything's got to go right. You know, we do it. We love to hunt, and it's one of those deals. You know, in the wintertime, you don't get as much fishing guys. You know, clients and stuff, and so it's kind of a perfect way to you know to do it. And because you know you don't just pick up duck hunting; you've done it forever, so you got a love for it. And then it's a way to get you through the winter. And there's you know. There's so many people that there's just no good ground hardly out there. It's so hard. It's so expensive for good duck ground. And
well, and then when and you a lot have of to folks buy don't, water.
Exactly.
Boy, it just,
and that's why the cost has gone up. Yeah, people, man, their duck hunts are hot. Yeah, but do you know what it costs for good duck ground now and what it costs for the water? And it's just like anything else.
I got
else.
Out of it. I mean, I couldn't hang. It was just I was trading money is all I was doing. I wasn't making anything.
That's all you do. Yeah. And there's so many people that, I mean, lifetime outfitters that are gone, you know, they're and the thing about it, the new crop of folks, the you know, the 20 and the 30 year olds that, you know, we were doing it when we were 20 and 30 and starting business, they're not doing it. Number one, they don't have the capital for the startup. And you know, it's just, and then to sustain it, you know, and they can't afford, you know, the loss if it happens, you know, you just sometimes,
yeah.
And when you're starting a business, I mean, it's the same way with the fishing guide side of them. It's not the best time to get in the fishing guide business right now. I mean, number one, right. You know, if you're just starting out, you know, you're looking at if you buy a new piece of fiberglass, I mean, that's six figures. And a lot of these kids, you know, this, you know, our generation, we saved a little bit more. These kids, this generation, they live for today, man. It's all on the text. It's all on the app. And those, you know, some of them are still living with mom and daddy at 30 to 32 years old, you know, and
a lot of that
driving a F-150, F-250, $80,000, but they don't have a house to live in, you know, and so they don't have a down payment. They don't have any capital. And so there's just, that's the scary part of it because, you know, for guys that like to do, there's not a lot of youngsters coming in this business. I mean, when we're gone and I, you know, I still think I'm young, but heck, I'm in my 50s now. But, man, when we're
fast,
gone, I don't know. It does. Good Lord. That's just the reality we're seeing right now. And there's just not many waterfowling outfitters left. Because I hear it, man, and we only run so many hunts, Mickey, because we try to keep it fresh, and we know what our mm-hmm. what our ground can handle, and we you owe it to your customers, you know, that they've been hunting with you forever, you know, to keep it the same way. Yeah, I can make a little bit more money, but
right.
I think you're teetering on your hunting quality suffering, so we only run a certain amount of hunts, and you know, and then people are. Went on a tough duck season, they're calling, they know you're killing them, you know, they know you're and you just can't get them in because you got to take care of the people that's you know, you don't want to bring extra hunts in and sure. And hurt it for the guys that are sitting there
blow
waiting
it all
you know?
Out for the people yeah, that yeah, already yeah. reserved. I know, man.
Mm-hmm. But it's a fine line because the ground
it's a delicate
costs so
balance.
Much
it is,
man. It sure is. That game's changed and then you get a year like last year when it was just so it was just one of those trying years, man, just tough. And nobody had ducks. I mean, from here to Louisiana to Arkansas, you know, it just got – when you got past November, man, it was like, holy moly, what happened, you know?
Yeah.
And it just – man, it's just tough sometimes. But, you know, we say it, we gripe about it, we're glad it's over with in January, but then we can't wait for it to get here again in September,
know.
You know?
It's a way of know, life for us. It's all we've ever done.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Uh-huh. It is. I just can't imagine. I can't imagine life without... without duck season. I can't imagine a fall. I can't imagine being somewhere else in the 1st of November than opening day of duck season. You know, I just can't imagine it. So we'll just keep doing it. Keep going.
I know. Hang on. Let me knock out this quick break and I'll be right back at you, Bink. Hang on a second, buddy. All right. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 6:36, final segment of today's show. Let's go back and talk some more with Bink. All right, Bink, we're back, buddy.
Hey, we're starting to got a little influx of ducks in here on Wednesday, which is a good thing because the whole coast doesn't have a whole lot until then. You know, it's been warm and just hadn't had a front to push them down, but they showed up on the backside of that moon finally, big groups of teal in our marsh. So that was pretty good. I saw more big ducks.
You and I talked about that. We knew that second wave was coming, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
Season was over with.
Yeah. And they're about 10 days late, I think, but whatever way it goes, so that's good. But as a whole, a lot of outfitters are kind of holding their breath right now because normally we've got more ducks on the coast right now, but we just don't. But we did have a few more show up, so that's good. But I mean, Lord,
started seeing big ducks.
Yeah, just a few. Like I guess that Thursday after teal season. So I guess it was a week ago this Thursday. I rolled out to check water in my marsh, and shoot, I had probably 100 gadwalls out there.
Oh, cool.
You know, and which was
gads.
Was pretty, you know. Yeah, old gads showing
love
up.
Love him gad chickens, man.
Man, those gads are they love our marsh, man. They love marsh, and when we have certain spots in our marsh that they like, and we'll hold them there until we get a good wind to shoot them because, you know, gads are fickle birds anyway. And it's tough to kill gads on a calm day. It just is, it just is. And so there's no sense in rolling in there on them until you get a little wind. But hey, if you get, a little 10, 12 knot wind, a southeast wind behind you or north, man, You know, they just dance for it. Yeah. So we try to hold that on those days that, on those days when you don't have a whole lot of wind, we'll roll in there and try to, you know, go in where there's a lot of teal traffic and shoot them and kind of hang on to the gads till you get a better wind day. But then some days you can't, you know, it's just, you try to put the odds in your favor. Some days you just can't, you just got to do it. But that's what we try to do. But man, we have some fabulous gray duck hunts, man. You know, days when, you know, you got 20 gray ducks in the bag, you know, 20 gray ducks and four teal. And, you know, most of our hunts are 1-4 man hunts. And, So, you know, we don't shoot our limit. We just don't put the extra pressure on them. We'll leave our limit open for, you know, in case you get a gimp or a straggler or something like that, you know, but we don't.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a gentleman's agreement with our landowner. I started doing that probably about 15 years ago, and I just saw the hunt improve a lot because, man, you'll sit there with four guys and a guide, you know, you can get in there and you can shoot them and get out, and it really helps you for the next day because you're letting that marsh rest. You're letting them get in there, and a lot of times if you get in there and shoot them, it's like you didn't even hunt because that next group that's coming at 8:30, you're already gone and out of there, and it's like you never hunted that day. And our, you know, my customers kind of know that. Hey, let's get this done, and let's get them while they're here.
Birds after you've done left, and slide in there and rest on that pond. You
that's
know,
exactly
they,
right.
They feel safe and think it's safe till the next morning when you show up.
And they know it. My customers have been hunting with me forever, and they know it. And they know that I'm doing the same thing the day before they show up that we're doing with them. So they know, and they've seen it work. And, you know, it's easy to kind of adhere to that kind of stuff when you've seen it in action. And so that's kind of how we do things. But, you know, you think about it, you know, how many times you sit there and you got five guys and you kill 30 birds and you're sitting on 23, 24 birds and you sit for another hour and a half or 2 hours for four or five more birds, you know, and you go,
yeah,
you know, did that really matter in your hunt, you know, but you burned down, you know, that marsh pond for a few days, you know, you try to get in there, let it rest and let it heal, you know? And, yeah. So that's kind of what we like to do. And yeah, I think it's helped, you know, the duck hunting is a changing game, man. You got to change them. We don't have the numbers like we used to. We got good numbers, but it's not like the good old days, like when you kill 10 bull sprigs and just not, you know, just like the fishing, it's just not. It's still good. Don't get me wrong. It's still still very, very enjoyable, but it's just not. You've got to adapt to it.
It's still doable and enjoyable, but it's harder on old timers like me because, man, I saw so much good stuff that, you know, it's kind of a letdown to you when you know
the
capability of things, what it can really be like, and then you're doing this and that and going, man, but.
It is. You know, Jackie Ray Inman left me a message on my phone Friday talking.
Did he?
And, you know, yeah. And, you know, if you talk about that waterfowl, you know, pioneers, guys that, I mean, you know, that guy, you know, when I was down there hunting with y'all, you know, heck,
yeah.
I was a 19, 20 year old kid. I just soaked up everything from y'all, you know, and you just see how valuable that is to me now. You know, it's just, the hunting was just wonderful. But I mean, I would sit there, and I was one of those, you know, my daddy said, man, keep your mouth shut and just listen to those guys and learn, you know, oh, Danny, keep your
Danny
mouth shut, boy, and just listen. and that's what I did, you know, and I just soaked it up. And then you look back at some of the stuff that I got to see when in my 20s, you know, just my Lord, just absolutely world class hunting. And, you know, even Chambers County, you know, that stuff in the Wallsville Lake Project, if people are traveling I-10 and they come to the old Lost River Bridge, that stuff on the north side of there was world-class back in the 90s. I mean, world-class. I would hunt with, you know, with Dugan and Mr. Trevathan and Doc Collins, you know, and I would pray for a day off to go in there with them because it was just unbelievable. And you didn't have the pressure and – but the hydrology over there has changed. It's not growing duck food, you know, like it used to.
The hydrology's changed. The agriculture
has
changed. Everything.
It has.
I mean, it's just the flyway doesn't really come through there anymore like it used to.
we don't understand how important all that rice that was sitting around Barbers Hill High School the school and all the way out to Tri-City Beach Road and all Mr. Joseph's stuff on that I-10. We didn't understand how important that was. Those birds would just move back and forth from the rice to the marsh to the rice, and we'd hold them. And we just didn't understand it. Well, we're understanding it now because we're not holding them like that, you know. And we know the value of rice.
Off 565, I mean, that all that Joseph property, all that, that's all subdivisions now, bud.
Yeah, subdivisions of concrete.
And we used to got our me and Dwayne had teal hunt there.
You and Dwayne.
In the fall, you know, in teal season. And it just, you're watching cars go down the road, and you got 30 and 40 teal locked up just coming in there on there. Just, you can't beat them off with a baseball bat.
That's right.
Going, man, this ain't right. Got I-10 on one side of you and 565 on the other, and those ducks just swarming that place.
Swarming. Yep. And, man, it was some times, man. This is the stuff that we used to see back there. And
now, speaking of baseball bats, well, three of my teams made it in. I picked four teams, and, you know, after the Astros were out of it, and, well, the Phillies didn't beat the Dodgers. I was hoping they would, but anyway.
Yeah, that was it's been some good fall baseball action, hasn't it?
There's been some unbelievable ball games. I mean, I can't believe how good some of the pitching has been. These guys are, you know, I know we've got a couple of studs, but, man, we had some pitching like that, no telling. Because some of these teams, they just don't have the bats, but they got the pitching to keep them in it, like Seattle. I mean, they're just not a high-scoring team. And
they're not.
But it's like, you know, in football, defense wins ball games. Good defense is hard to beat, the same way with baseball.
At the end of the day, that's pitching. The difference in football.
It pays off.
And baseball, too. At the end of the day, when you pay 162 of them, at the end of the day, the best team with the best pitching wins. It just does. I don't care. I mean, if you got a 300 hitter, you know, and a Hall of Famer, you know, a guy that hits 300, you know, or hits 315, that means he succeeds 31.5% of the time if he hits 315. That means he fails 68.5% of the time.
Yeah, baseball's a game of failure.
It is. It took me – and when you figure that out as a hitter, you know, it's kind of like my whole mentality fishing-wise is kind of like when I was a baseball player, you know. Hey, okay, if I go 4-for-4, if I go out there and we smash them, like we did Friday, you know, okay, that's great, but I'm only as good as I was that day. Now I got to pick up the bat again and do it again, and it might be something like it was yesterday. I mean, we caught them, but we hit a couple of dribblers through the infield that got on for base hits, you know, yesterday, and we bunted a couple
Texas
times.
Texas leaguer here and there, you know. Yeah.
It was, and at the end of the day, we kind of, you know, put some things together and had a pretty good day, but it wasn't an easy day like it was on Friday, you know, and you're only as good as you were the day before, because that new group that gets on the boat don't really care what you did the day before, you know.
They don't care what you're going to do tomorrow either. They want to know what you're going to do today, baby. we're here for one day, and we want your best.
Mm-hmm.
We want your A game.
The OA game, and so we waited yesterday and did all right, you know, but it just, we had high pressure. It just didn't want it. We finally started catching them a little bit better around 10 o'clock, but the problem is the tides are so high and I can't really get where I want to get, and guys don't like wading this time of year chest deep, and I don't really either, be real honest, and we're working, you know, in the shell reefs and stuff. And, man, that stuff is just – it's a foot and a half, 2 foot higher. I just don't have all the different variables and options when it's that high. And so what we're going to do today, I got the same group. And we caught them, don't get me wrong. But, like I said, it took us a while, and that's fine. But, today we're going to – I said, man, the wind's out of the southeast a little bit here. And you can kind of feel it because it's 72, 73 degrees.
Yeah,
yesterday
warmed,
it was about 64.
It warmed up.
South wind blew it out.
And it came off the Gulf. It warmed up, buddy.
So some of those reefs that I was wading yesterday, I'm going to get off the tip of those sucker with a trolling motor today and get them in that five and a half, 6 foot of water.
Ambush them from a different angle. You got it.
Mm-hmm. Throw worms on them. So
yeah,
that's what we're going to do today. I think we can do that. You know,
well, at least you got, I got good plans. These are good. What you're doing this morning. That's positive right
there. Well, you got to have plans before you get out there, you know.
You do, man. Hey, I used to hate it when fishing it gets slow and you got all your good guys for the week coming in and you're going, you can't even sleep at night because you're worried about making, because if you make the wrong move right off the bat, you're not going to get them. You know, it's going to be a slow day. You got to make sure make the right decision first thing and get them on some fish, man.
Try to stack the odds in your favor. We're not, you know, we fail too, but we try, we think we succeed a whole lot more than we fail. So that's
gets us maybe why they're called professionals. You know,
it
really is.
That's my whole mentality on it. I can forget a tough day just as easy as I can forget a day where you smash them. My wife says the same thing. She says, I never know if you catch them or not when you walk in the door. Because you're always the same. I said, well, honey, whether you catch 3 or 30, I mean, it's just, I mean, I just know I'm only as good as I was that day. You know, I'm not going.
Well, my wife can always tell when I caught them when I came in because I still had plenty of energy in me. But boy, those slow days, you know, you just come in and you're drained. And isn't that weird how that works out? I don't know whether it's a adrenaline thing or what, but. You know, on the day
we want to catch them so bad.
I immediately come in and go ahead and get my boat cleaned up and get everything ready for the next day. And then when I come in on a day, a slow, bad day, I just want to lay around and rest up and then go out there later and then get my boat ready for the next day. So it's.
I know the feeling.
Or hoping somebody calls understand. And canceling where you don't have to clean your boat up and go the next day. I've had runs like that, too, going, boy, I wish my guys would call and say, well, we can't make it tomorrow.
Yeah, we want to catch them so bad, and it just, you know, but a lot of folks, too, are in it. They want to catch them. But, you know, like yesterday, we didn't keep a fish, and that's and I've got so many guys that don't want to keep fish. There's nothing wrong with keeping fish. We'll probably do a little bit today. They want just a few, you know, but there's absolutely nothing wrong with not keeping fish either. I mean, it's changing and people see the value in that. That's it. But that's what we did yesterday. You know, we had some good ones and we just didn't keep them in that. And, you know, heck, don't mean the day, you know, I'm not worried about what anybody sees. You know, posting stuff and just that's not part of our game here at the Sunrise Lodge.
Feed the ego. You know,
yeah, it's not, and that's kind of what we talked about with the. It's kind of a young man's game doing that kind of stuff. They live and die by social media, and
that's like a young gunfighter. That's not us. Got to get a few kills on this notch's gun, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But we need those young guns to come up, man. We need them to step up because there's not many of them doing it. We need them to teach. There's just what I see, too, is that's kind of disturbing to me. I just don't see the young kids.
Well,
I don't see any of them.
So much to get in the game now.
It does. But I don't see any of them throwing plastics and throwing lures and all that. I just don't see that, man. No. Our lure guys, our bait camps need to make it too, but our lure guys, our bass assassins and mirror lure guys and down south and hoagies and all them, they got to make money too. So, hey, man, y'all take care of those people. Hey, you know,
well, I always look at it like this. There's always going to be, I mean, bait's always going to be there, live bait, you know, and it always has.
And there's days for that.
But
there is.
The market thrives off of lure sales and top end quality gear. To fish that in that, you know, that way.
Yeah, that way. You're right.
And it, that promotes, that brings the money into the business. I mean, why do you think the bass industry is so lucrative and financially stable? Because that's the only way they fish.
And that's exactly right.
And they sell product. And product makes the sport popular because then the media money comes into it, the TV and everything else with it, and it promotes it even further. And that's where saltwater needs to get. I mean, I fought that for years running that Troutmaster tournament.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of gone downhill since then. There's a few of guys like that left, but not the amount there was then. And you know, you just mentioned it. You can see it changing too. So, but it costs so much money to get in this game now. Everything's turned into a rich man's sport.
It has.
You know, just like the duck hunting. Look how expensive it is for duck hunting now. Deer hunting, everything. It's hard for the average Joe to be able to afford to do things like that and fish and hunt that way.
I'll have to agree.
But anyway.
I'll have to agree.
Now we just figure out new ways to keep the interest up, get new people into
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like about mm-hmm. what Wade's doing with that those summer camps he has for the
man. Those are so good.
Yeah, those kids, man, they live for that. That's like going to summer camp, and they get to go fishing with guides and learn from the right people on the proper ways to fish. And their parents, they get to experience all that for a week. That's a pretty cool deal Wade does with that.
Man, it really is. His place, his place is so nice out there. It really is, and I see him, you know, in the morning on those camps. He'll roll up in that bus and let them off. And those kids, I mean, they are, and they're well behaved. And the guy, you know, they're fishing guy, and they're learning. And man, what that would have been awesome.
Wish they had stuff like that when we were kids.
I'm telling you,
I'd have gone all summer instead of going to my grandparents. All right, Bink. Yeah, hey, buddy. I wish y'all a very lucrative, successful day today. You're going to catch them up, man.
Yeah, we're going to have fun anyway. You can holler at us at 979-241-1705, Matagorda Sunrise Lodge. It's going to get cool sometime, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to have ducks. We're going to have ducks when it starts. So, anyway.
Yeah, y'all
come see us. We'll have a good
time. Duck season, T-shirts and flip-flops.
Yep. Yeah, about 20 days. What's the – yeah, about – well, 18 days till.
18
till. We'll
days,
have
man.
Ducks. We'll have ducks, ladies and gentlemen. We will.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. All right, man. Hey, have a good day. It's always fun talking to you, brother. See you, man.
All right. Everybody have a good Sunday.
All right, later. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. Be back next week, Thursday morning, bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.